is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of June, 2007. It was on this day in 1857, Charles Dickens gave his first public reading. Did it, wanted to get away from home, wasn't getting along with his wife, and he loved to perform in front of an audience, and he found he could make more money reading than he could by writing. The first reading was of A Christmas Carol, held at St. Martin's Hall in London in June, yes, and it was so successful that Dickens became one of the first authors to go on international book tours and perform his own work. Mark Twain went to see him when Dickens came to America to read. Twain thought he was rather comical looking because he brushed his hair forward. But, Twain said, I thought of the wonderful mechanism within that old head that could create men and women and murder them, marry them, conduct them through good and evil, through joy and sorrow on their long march from the cradle to the grave, and never lose its godship over them, never make a mistake. I almost imagined I could see the wheels and pulleys work. 1936, on this day, the novel Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell was first published. The manuscript was a mess, 1,000 pages long, poorly typed, a lot of penciled corrections. It was entitled Tomorrow is Another Day. The main character's name was Pansy, not Scarlet, but the editors at Macmillan fixed it up. Gone with the Wind broke all publication records, sold 2 million copies by the end of the year, though this was the middle of the Depression. And that year, the employees of Macmillan got Christmas bonuses for the first time in nearly a decade. And it's the birthday of the poet Czesław Miłosz, born in Szczecin, Lithuania, 1911. Polish family, eventually settled in Poland, where Miłosz studied law. He was a writer, though, co-founded a literary group in 1931 called the Catastrophists, which took a pessimistic view of the future, predicted a coming world war. Nobody believed them. He worked for Polish radio for a while, got fired when he let Jews broadcast. Another station sent him to cover the invasion of Poland by the Nazis in 1939. Afterwards, he found a job as a janitor. Witnessed the genocide in Warsaw of the Jews, was one of the first poets to write about it in his book of poems, Rescue, came out in 1945. He worked as a diplomat for communist Poland, though he wasn't a member of the party. One night in the winter of 1949, he saw jeeps filled with political prisoners, and he said, it was then that I realized what I was part of. He defected in 1951. First to Paris, where most of the intellectuals were pro-communist and they thought of him as a traitor, then to America. He won the Nobel Prize in 1980. Here's a poem for today by Virginia Hamilton Adair, a little wedding poem called Cutting the Cake. Gowned and veiled for tribal ritual in a maze of tulle and satin, with her eyes rimmed round in cat fur, and the stylish men about her, kissing kin and carefree suitors. Long she looked unseeing past him to her picture in the papers, print and photo flash, embalming the demise of the familiar, and he trembled as her fingers took the dagger laid before them for the ceremonial cutting of the mounting tears of sweetness crowned with mannequin and maiden, and her chop was so triumphant that the groom-like little figure from his lover at the apex toppled over in the frosting where a flower girl retrieved him, sucked him dry, and bit his head off. A poem by Virginia Hamilton Adair, Cutting the Cake, from her collection Ants on the Melon, published by Random House, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.